This election night, C-SPAN delivers something different. Not just the presidential race, but the state races that will decide the balance of power in Congress. Follow C-SPAN Tuesday, November 5th on TV, online, or on the free C-SPAN Now video app.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Broadcaster Sean O'Rourke, we lost a great colleague and a great friend yesterday.
So true, Shane. When I heard the news about David Davenport's death yesterday, it reminded me of that phrase you sometimes hear from Americans, that they really are shooting at our regiment now. I mean, coming so soon after the passing of Tommy Gorman and, of course, Charlie Bird, three of them, three absolute fabulous broadcasters, great journalists, great human beings gone in the space of, what, 8 to 9 months. David was, like, the words erudite, unflappable and funny they appear in so many of the tributes, and he certainly was all of those things. I got to know him first, would you believe, 42 years ago in 1982. I joined what was called the News Features Department in Radio News. It was probably the most vibrant part of the newsroom at that time, though others might beg to disagree. People like Mike Burns, Kevin Healy, Gerald Barry, Shane Kenny, Leo Enright, Charlie was there, Joe O'Brien, and so forth. And
some really good journalists there.
David was at the heart of that, and unlike a lot of people, I mean, David's route, through the profession or trade, was he started more as a kind of a presenter, and then moved to reporting or being a correspondent. He was one of the first co-presenters of Morning Ireland with people like David Hanley and Fintan Drury. And then he'd made that very brave move to head up Century Radio News. Now, it didn't last, but he did a great job of pulling in people like Richard Crowley and Paddy Clancy and people like that. But I remember going out with him. I mean, he was a great man to mark your card. I remember going down to McCluskey's in Donnybrook with him early on, and he was kind of letting me know who it was safe to go drinking with, I'll put it like that. and where the dangers lay.
He was a brilliant journalist, and we should mention his time in Belfast as well, because he was a brilliant reporter of that huge time around the time of the Belfast Agreement. You mentioned how erudite he was. He wore that intellect incredibly lightly. He gave a brilliant lecture to there's a group of us who kind of get together to try and do kind of cultural things every now and then. He gave a brilliant lecture to us on Gallipoli. He was incredibly knowledgeable and erudite.
Yes, I think his grandfather died in Gallipoli, and he made a documentary about that. And just talking about Belfast, I mean, one of my memories of that was, I mean, David did he did a fantastic job around the peace process. But earlier, at the start of it, prior even to the IRA ceasefire, Albert Reynolds' government, Michael Dee was the minister, lifted the Section 31 ban on interviews with Sinn Féin spokespersons. And it was decided that the most appropriate thing for RTE to do was that the Northern editor would do the interview. Now, Conor Lennon got there first for 98FM on the Thursday morning, but we set a more measured, considered approach. So that was decided. I was editing the This Week programme, and that was to be the forum. And myself and a very senior news executive set off for Belfast on the Friday, more or less to brief David. And the briefing consisted of a very sumptuous dinner in Roscoff's restaurant, accompanied by copious amounts of wine. I was none the better for it the next day, but David did a superb job. I have a picture actually in my study of David and Adams, and he put him through all the hoops. And I'm kind of sitting there in the background with a clipboard, looking rather hangdog,
looking sheepish.
But he had great stamina.
We should say he was a brilliant journalist, but he was great fun, and he was great company, and I just thought he had a great sense of the absurdity of life as well.
He did. I mean, he wasn't afraid to tell stories against himself, and I think his interest and ability to kind of move through the political minefields. I mean, he got some great training. His initial job in journalism, I think, was with the Irish Medical Times, and that was edited by a guy called Johnny O'Connell. Now, he was a medical doctor and a Labour Party TD. funnily enough, he ended up in Albert Reynolds' cabinet as Minister for Health. So that was quite the journey in itself. But David used to have loads of stories about Johnny and his capacity. If he, you know, he might be confronted by somebody from the Labour Party headquarters over yet another misdemeanour, and he'd say, "Oh God, you're not looking too well yourself. Sit down there and I talk to you." And you know, he had so many of them. I did get annoyed at him one day when I was interviewing Bertie after he came back to be Taoiseach for the third time in 2007. And I chanced my arm with a question and I said to the Taoiseach, as he then was, I said, "Look, this is probably your last term." And he agreed with me and he said, I said, "Well, as a matter of interest, you know, would you see Brian Cowan as your natural successor in the same way perhaps as Eamon de Valera saw Sean Lamass?" And Bertie nodded, to my utter astonishment. He said he would, yeah. And anyway, I was amazed that I got such a such a direct answer and to such a speculative question. But anyway, DDP came in afterwards to do a little bit of analysis, and he said, "Well, nothing really new there, is there? I mean, now I know exactly what he meant in the sense that it wouldn't be surprising that, you know, Cowan was the natural successor. But what was amazing was that Bertie said it." But he took so much in his stride. And you know, it's a really sad loss for him, his family, his children Ben and Emily and Nick and Julie and Caroline and of course Darvala. He was extraordinarily proud of them and their achievements, particularly Nick, who was a PSNI officer in the north during his time there.
Sean, thank you so much for talking to us, Sean O'Rourke. We'll hugely miss DDP as everyone in the world of journalism knew him, and our deepest sympathies to Dervla and his family, Niveg, Elehaid, Arish, and Sean O'Rourke. Thank you for talking to us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Attention, everyone! Wayfair's Black Friday preview sale is here early! Right now, score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair. Shipped in time for the holidays. Shop early Black Friday deals now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.